Did we talk about how your job mattress firm is hiring a snooze turn?
A what?
A snooze turn is what they called it. They are hiring an intern, the company is, an intern who will sleep on the mattresses and review them and basically be their social media presence.
No.
They're calling him a snooze turn.
No.
Yes.
I've not heard of that.
Okay. Yeah, I read this story like a week or 2 weeks ago.
Huh.
I had it, but it was one of the stories I never got to.
So we're a franchise.
Yeah.
So as far as that goes, I doubt that it'll matter to us, but that's dumb.
Yeah, it is. It is very dumb.
Yeah. I mean, people don't realize how much there is in the science of a mattress. Like, nobody has any idea. Over the past year working with the guy that I worked with who taught me about it, there's so much more to it than just getting a good night's sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should really know what you're getting into when you're looking at a mattress. Know about coil counts and what that means to you. Know the difference between memory foam and standard foam. Know the difference of what time will do to a mattress. You know, all of these factors enter into it. And know what you're getting into cost-wise.
Yeah.
You know, because it's a sales position, so you can usually haggle on a mattress price.
Well, I remember you telling me that some other mattress place was giving away free TVs.
Yeah.
Like a free 55-inch TV when you bought a mattress. Yeah. And I was like, how much does a fucking mattress cost?
Yeah. But at the same time, those TVs are just infinitely cheap. They're unnamed brands and or brands that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
You know, from China, thrice removed.
A Ramsung.
Yes, exactly. Well, it says Samsung. Yeah, but it says Samsung in a completely different font. It's in... It's in
Comic Sans.
Comic Sans.
And it has quotes around it. No, this is a Samsung.
Yeah, quote unquote Samsung. For all of you listeners out there who didn't realize that Brandon did air quotes.
Yeah, I think that I made it go through with my voice. So your verdict on snooze turn? Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs sideways.
Thumbs sideways.
Yeah.
You don't care.
I don't care.
You should try out for it.
I spend a lot of time trying out different mattresses.
You should try out for to be a snooze turn.
I don't sleep on them, but I do try them.
Well, I don't think you would want to tell them that you slept on the mattresses already.
I mean, why not?
You don't want to say like, hey, while I work, I sleep on your mattresses.
Well, I don't sleep on their mattresses. I sleep on the floor model mattresses.
Yeah.
It's not the mattress that they're going
to
get.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that while you're at work, though. You're not supposed to sleep.
Says who?
I guess I don't know the intricate world of mattress sales.
You don't. You have no idea, Brad.
They expect me to sleep.
They encourage me to sleep.
Do they want you to try out the mattresses, though?
Oh, right? Yeah, absolutely. No, I definitely try them out, especially when we get new ones in. I'll lay on them, see how they feel, roll around on them a little bit, break them in myself.
Bounce up and down.
Yeah, because that's the other thing that people don't realize is that when you get a mattress and you have to order it, you may have to wait a week to get it. That's because they're making that mattress right then that week in the factory.
Okay.
They're not usually sitting in a warehouse somewhere, which is why it's frustrating when someone comes in and says, I want a mattress right now. Okay, idiot. That's not how this works. You want a very expensive mattress right now? That's not how this works. And that goes back to people not being properly... I know it sounds silly, but not being properly
educated, informed.
Yeah, informed on mattresses.
I think this is a case of you have some bias because you work in the mattress industry.
It's
because
it absolutely
I would have
is.
No idea when I went into a mattress store. I would say, I want to buy a mattress. Please, sir, vend me a mattress.
Exactly. That's exactly it. I do have a bias, but it's a bias of realizing that people are woefully uneducated about what they're buying.
Yeah.
Not just mattresses. That extends to anything. Like, if I were to go buy a car right now, although people do more research on cars that they're going to buy, even people who don't like cars, than they do mattresses.
Are you trying to sell me a mattress right now? Because I feel like you might be.
Do you need a mattress?
Kinda.
Okay. Come on in. I'll hook you up.
My mattress sucks. It really does.
I'll get you a good one.
I wake up like probably twice a night.
You should get a twin mattress. Size.
A twin size mattress?
Yeah.
That's so small, though.
You should. You should totally get a twin size. Maybe a twin long.
Why?
Why? because you don't need anybody to sleep with you.
I know. I have a full size mattress right now, so it's not much bigger.
Yeah. Is yours only a full size?
Mm-hmm. I did have a queen, but I had to pare down when I moved.
I see.
So this has been mattress talk.
Yeah, this has been mattress talk.
Make sure to remember that for the Dueling Ogres quiz for our 200th episode.
Yeah.
What size mattress does Brandon have?
Now, the question is do you know what size a full-size mattress is?
Nope.
Roughly 72 by 54.
Huh. I used to sell mattresses, too. You would think I would know that.
Yeah. And a queen is about 60 by 80.
All right, let me see if I have any other
He's like, other let me just get us here. Let me just get us off of this
Let's
bullshit.
Let's get out of this mattress talk.
Fucking
here.
Stupid. I'm sure I'll pare at least some of it down.
No, leave it all in.
Okay.
Make them suffer as much as we just did.
Yes.